You see, basically, it's because of the lack of trust between the people and the government. The distrust has gotten to the point that citizens no longer trust the government. Because you will recall that the Search and Robbery Squad, which many Nigerians now have described as synonymous with armed robbers, have been banned severally by this government, I think about 4 times in 3 years. So you will not blame Nigerians for not trusting the government, you know, to follow up with the necessary requirements. You know, I must say at this juncture that what Nigerians are seeking for is a complete overhaul of the policing architectural system in our country, where the police serve the people and not the other way around. A situation where people were naturally created for combating dangerous crimes, people now prefer the armed robbers even to the fast guys. You do not succeed at anything if the police is not able to gain the trust and the confidence of the Nigerian people.
The IGP announcing the disbandment of SARS also made reference to the fact that those who are alleged to have committed atrocities or violated human rights will be prosecuted after saying he would constitute an investigative arm to investigate all these allegations. Why is there still no trust in what he said?
Yeah, okay. Is it not an irony that 3 protesters who were arrested in Ogun have now been paraded in court on attempted murder? Attempted murder of who? The police were attacking people and people were running away. Police officers have killed several people in Oyo, in Ogbomosho. None of the officers have been arrested. So you can see the impunity that Nigerians are fighting against. If you do not come with clean hands, then you cannot claim equity. So the Nigerian people, they have every reason to doubt the sincerity of the police. You know, they have every reason to doubt the sincerity of the government.
Deji, the IGP said officers within the SARS unit will be reassigned to other units. Why don't you think that this forms part of the reforms that you are asking for?
Well, the reason is very simple. Nigerians don't trust the police because of the past experiences. You know, that's the reason why they don't trust the police. Past experiences, you know, and those past experiences, just like I told you earlier, SARS have been banned 4 times. 4 times in 3 years. So because they've been banned 4 times in 3 years, it will naturally impugn that this ban is also may also be an audio ban. You know? So that is just the reason why Nigerians don't trust the police, you know? And we cannot blame them. You know? We cannot blame them.